Кришна Чайтанья Прабху Нисананда Шри Адвайта Гададхара Шри Гаура Бхакти Вритти Гиджай Шри Шри Радха Кришна Гаура Гаура Шама Кунда Радха Гали Гири Гаура Дхан Гиджай Шри Вриндаван Дхан Гиджай Навада Дхан Гиджай Гаура Гаура Тости Бхакти Деви Гиджай Кунанди Вари Вайшна Вритти Гиджай Салавета Бхакти Вритти Гиджай Гаура Пайна Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Vishvaraya Krishna Gurudev Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Narvishesha Sindhavari Pashtata Resha Charane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Bhagya Sishtaka Vandras 28-29 Sapasha Hasta Stranger Spot Purushana Pidavanan Vakra Kunda Bodhva Vamna Dure Kridana Nakatam Aputra Nayan Avayan Vavatena Sarena Chaya Asuha Varu Kindriya Translation, Ajimal then saw three awkward persons with deformed bodily features, fierce, twisted faces, and hair standing erect on their bodies. With ropes in their hands, they had come to take him away to the abode of Yamaraj. When he saw them, he was extremely bewildered, and because of attachment to his child, who was playing a short distance away, Ajimal began to call him loudly by his name. Thus, with tears in his eyes, he somehow or other chanted the holy name of Narayana. Purport, a person who performs simple activities performs them with his body, mind, and words. Therefore, three order carriers from Yamaraj came to take Ajimal to Yamaraj's abode. Fortunately, even though he was referring to his son, Ajimal chanted the four syllables of the Harinam Narayana, and therefore the order carriers of Narayana, Vishnu Buddhas, also immediately arrived there. Because Ajimal was extremely afraid of the ropes of Yamaraj, he chanted the Lord's name with tearful eyes. And actually, however, he never meant to chant the holy name of Narayana, he meant to call his son. Text 30. My dear king, the order carriers of Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, immediately arrived. When they heard the holy name of their master from the mouth of the dying Ajimal, who had certainly chanted without offense because he had chanted in complete anxiety. Purport, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur remarks, Hari Kirtanam Nisamya Paptam Paptam Bhutasya Bhartu Nama Amruvataha. The order carriers of Lord Vishnu came because Ajimal had chanted the holy name of Narayana. They did not consider why he was chanting. While chanting the name of Narayana, Ajimal was actually thinking of his son, but simply because they heard Ajimal chanting the Lord's name, the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, immediately came for Ajimal's protection. Hari Kirtan is actually meant to glorify the holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities of the Lord. Ajamil, however, did not glorify the form qualities or paraphernalia as the Lord said to chant the holy name. Nevertheless, that chanting was sufficient to cleanse of all sinful activities. As soon as the Vishnu Dutas heard their master's name being chanted, they immediately came. In this regard, Vijay Dvaja Tirtha remarks, Anena Putra Snehim Anandarena Prachina Drishta Balad Udhutaya Vakya Bhagavan Nama Sankirtanam Kirtam Itti Gayate. Ajamil chanted the name of Narayana because of his excessive attachment to the sun. Nonetheless, because of his past good fortune, having rendered devotional service to Narayana, he apparently chanted the holy name in full devotional service and without offenses. So these verses describe the death of Ajamil.
In the slogan, Ajamil is the Marnathi in the Kirina.
And here is described how these Yamadutas came with ropes to drag him away for hellish punishment. At that time, Ajamil, he cried out in fear for his son. That was because he was attached to that particular son. And then it is described that not only did the Vishnu, the Yamadutas come, but also the Vishnu Dutas also appeared. Why? Because they heard the name of their master being chanted. So, of course, it was not chanted with great devotion because he was chanting the name of his son. Nevertheless, it was the name of the Supreme Lord. And when the Vishnu Dutas, the servants of Vishnu, heard the name of their master, then they appeared. So, it did not depend upon the devotion, but simply the utterance of the name. So Ajamil is an example of a person without devotion who chanted the name of the Lord and got great effect. Usually we need qualification for doing a particular activity. But for this particular act, Ajamil didn't have any qualification. Still, he got effect. We can say his only qualification is that he was not offensive in any way to the Lord. On the other hand, he did not have devotion. Still, the name had this effect of bringing the Vishnu Dutas. Now, of course, in the commentary, Prabhupada mentions about Vijaya Dvaja Tirtha mentioning that somehow he developed some bhakti from some previous activities.
பிரபுபாத் அவர்கள் விளக்கவரையில் கூறுகின்றார், மூத்திரவி ஏதோ ஒரு வகையில் அவன் பக்தியது விதையை பெற்றிருந்தான்.
But we see in the actual verse, the verse simply says that he chanted the name intending to mean his son.
இந்த ஸ்லோகத்தில் நேரடியாக கூறப்படுவது என்னவென்றால் அவன் தன்னுடைய மகனின் நாமத்தை பெயரை மட்டுமே அழைத்தான் என்று கூறப்படுகிறது.
So whether he had bhakti or no bhakti, or had bhakti in previous life which didn't appear in this life or whatever, in any case, chanting the name of the Lord, accidentally even, has great effect.
ஆகவே அவன் பக்தியுடன் அழைத்திருந்தாலும் சரி, பக்தி இல்லாமல் அழைத்திருந்தாலும் சரி, அல்லது முற்பிறவியில் பக்தியை பெற்றதனால் அழைத்திருந்தாலும் சரி, எப்படி இருப்பினும் பகவானது நாமத்தை உச்சரிப்பதன் தற்செயலாக உச்சரிப்பதன் மூலமாக அவன் பெற்ற பலன் இங்கு நமக்கு தெரிய வருகிறது.
So we consider the name to be non-different from the Lord.
ஆகவே பகவானது திருநாமமும் பகவானும் மாறுபட்டவர்கள் அல்ல என்பதை நாம் அறியலாம்.
So whatever powers we see in the Lord are also present in his name.
ஆகவே பகவானுடைய உள்ள சக்திகள் அனைத்தும் அவரது திருநாமத்திலும் உள்ளன.
However, we see that people chant the name and they immediately do not see the Lord and his pastimes, etc.
அதேபோல் நாம் காணலாம், பகவானது நாமத்தை உச்சரித்தவுடன் நமக்கு பகவான் தரிசனம் தருவதில்லை.
This does not mean that the name does not have all power.
நாமத்திற்கு சக்தி அனைத்து சக்திகளும் இல்லை என்று பொருள்படாது.
It simply means that due to the contamination of the jiva, the full power of the name is not manifest.
இதற்கு பொருள் என்னவெனில், ஜீவனுக்கு ஏற்பட்டுள்ள களங்கத்தின் காரணமாக அந்த நாமத்தின் சக்தி வெளிப்படுத்தப்படுவதில்லை.
When the jiva is most qualified, then the name will also reveal the form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord.
ஆகவே இந்த ஜீவாத்மா தகுதியை பெறும்பொழுது அந்த நாமமானது பகவானது சக்திகளையும் லீலைகளையும் அனைத்தையும் வெளிப்படுத்தும்.
So if we have a little devotion and we chant, we get some great effect.
ஆகவே நமக்கு சிறு பக்தி இருந்தும் கூட அரிநாமத்தை ஜபிக்கும் பொழுது நமக்கு பெரும் பலன் கிடைக்கின்றது.
But the Lord and his pastimes do not appear.
ஆனால் பகவானது பகவானோ அல்லது அவர்களது லீலைகளோ நமக்கு காட்சியளிப்பதில்லை.
If we chant without faith, that means accidentally, the name also has effect.
அதே தற்செயலாக ஒருவிதமான சத்தியமில்லாமல் நாமத்தை உச்சரித்தாலும் கூட ஒரு பலன் உண்டு.
Still, the effect of chanting without faith is not as great as chanting with faith.
எப்படி இருப்பினும் சத்தையுடன் நாமத்தை உச்சரிப்பதற்கும் சத்தையில்லாமல் நாமத்தை உச்சரிப்பதற்கும் வேறுபாடு.
And chanting with faith is not as great as chanting with prema.
எப்படி இருப்பினும் சத்தையுடன் நாம் நாமத்தை உச்சரிப்பது பிரேமையுடன் நாம் நாமத்தை உச்சரிப்பதற்கு சமமானதல்ல.
So the fault is not the fault of the name, it is simply the condition of the jiva.